Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our hearts with the heart of God. Please join our host, Bishop Etta Banks, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. Good morning. It is another beautiful day in the Lord. It is another opportunity for us to give him thanks for being able to give him praise, being able to enjoy the day, even in the midst of a lot of things that's happening. It's still a good day. It is still a good day. Good morning to my co-host, Tabika. Amen. Minister Tabika Garnes. Good morning to you, beloved.
Good morning, beloved. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. Trust you.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And good morning, of course, to our regular callers. We are always so glad to see you online here. So good morning to Joyce. I'm sorry, I'm just now getting some feedback. But good morning to Joyce, Tamika Shelton's mother. Good morning to Tamika. Praise be unto God. Merry Christmas to you both. Merry Christmas to all of the other callers, to Prophetess Dorn, Lady Donna, to, amen, to Roslyn in Philadelphia, to Isaiah in Pennsylvania, to Isaiah in Chicago, to Prophet Crawford and his wife, Songbird. I believe they are now residing in Tennessee. Just good morning, good morning, good morning to Joyce in New York, Deacon Thomas Farr. God bless you, man of God. Remember, his show comes on Issues, Christian Men Talk. Awesome, awesome show, awesome topics that they have. I implore you to please listen to his show. And they're on Mondays and Thursdays, I do believe. You can find him on Facebook and find out the exact day and time and join in on the conversation. I definitely encourage you to get the men in your life to listen to his show, to listen to Deacon Thomas Farr's show. And his co-host is Minister Mark Garnes, who is the husband of my co-host, Tabika Garnes. So it's a family affair. It's a family affair. So we're excited about what the Lord is doing. Excited. Beloved, would you like to say good morning?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning to each and every one of you all. We're happy that you're on the air with us today. And I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and to just enjoy your family while they're still here on the earth. Let go of whatever they may have done, may have said, things that they didn't do. Let go of it and let God be the center of your focus. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And we're going to go ahead and start praying, but what she said was a great lead into what it is that we're going to be discussing this morning. So we're going to be dealing with holiday depression, and I know what I'm about to say sounds like oxymoron, but we're going to be dealing with holiday depression, and I hope that you will find the joy in letting go and being in Christ and being peaceful so that you can enjoy the holiday no matter what your plight, that you can enjoy the holiday. So let us go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do thank you. We honor you. We bless you. We magnify your holy name because truly you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the great I Am, Alpha and Omega, and there is none like you. We thank you for this opportunity to gather together, Father God, to come together one more time to say thank you for this day. Thank you,
Lord God.
Because you have given us
an opportunity
Lord God, to say thank you for who you are and what you have done in our life. Given us an opportunity to represent you here on earth. God, I thank you for this in the name of Jesus. Lord, there is none like you nowhere. I don't care where we look. I don't care how much someone else tells us that they love us. Don't care how much money is given to us, Lord God, how much gifts and talents that we may be able to show. Nothing compares to you. Nothing compares to you. So we thank you for an awesome day in you. Lord, as we speak today on holiday depression, I pray that those who are depressed in this season, by the Spirit of God, by your Spirit, by Holy Spirit, I pray that they will find some peace and joy in this season. I pray that they realize that it is because of you that we still live, Lord God, and that in you we can find exactly what it is that we need. So, Holy Spirit, move on this line today. Touch the hearts of the wounded, the ones that are broken in spirit, the ones that may be celebrating this season alone. Touch their hearts, oh God. Remind them, Lord, of the things that you have done for them. Remind them of what Jesus did, Lord God, and he's the reason why we celebrate this season, that his birth, Lord God, is what has given us the opportunity to be counted amongst the saved, him being birthed and then dying for us and then resurrection. God, we thank you so much for the sacrifice that was made. As we take communion, Lord God, during this season, may we do so and do so in the remembrance of his broken body that was broken for us, for the shed blood of Jesus that was shed, O God, for our salvation, the broken body for our redemption, for us being made whole, for our health, our finances, everything that we need, Lord God. His body was punished for us. God, I thank you so much for your son. I thank you so much for him taking on what it was that we should have taken on personally. I thank you for leaving us the Holy Spirit, that he would comfort us and keep us until his return. God, this is the day that you have made. May we rejoice and be glad in it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen, amen. All right, beloved. All right, all right, all right. Well, like I said, today we are going to talk about holiday depression. First, I want to give a shout out to the family of Prophetess Sadiqa Pettaway, the Prophetess Sadiqa Pettaway, who passed away on Wednesday.
Hello.
That her passing is something that is felt in the heart of many, many people, not just here in America, but abroad, in Ghana, and, Kenya, and Ghana. I can't remember some of the other places that she went. She's one of the ministers that I ordained back in 2005 or 2008. I can't remember exactly right now, but she is one of the ministers that I covered. And then she did missionary trips, you know, to different parts of Africa. And in the course of doing so, she introduced me via phone. She introduced me to Barack Obama's mother. And I had the privilege of speaking with her, and she has a orphanage there. And personally, you know, able to support the orphanage after I talked to the woman of God, and we had such a wonderful conversation, you know, able to support and help keep things going in the orphanage. So Minister Sadiqa opened up a lot of doors, you know, for New Vision to be supportive and the different things that was going on. She was the one out of our group that took the chances and took the